Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Psachim, Perig, Zayin, Mishnah, Yud, Aleph. So we have a chabura that comes to eat the carbon Pesach, and they had to make sure that everyone has at least a kazayas. So basically, someone has to figure this out. How many people do I have? And how much of the carbon Pesach do I have over here? How big is this carbon? So that everyone gets a kazayas. But now there's another issue. When I say everyone gets a kazayas, it has to be of part of the carbon that's shayach to eat. Now obviously there are certain parts of the animal that's clearly meat, and there are certain parts of the animal that are clearly bones, but like in almost everything else, there are gray areas. There are certain parts of the animal which are a shtickle edible, a shtickle not. And that's what the Mishnah wants to clarify. Zok the Mishnah weiter, kal hanechel b'shar hagadol, anything you can still eat in a large axe. Now what happens is when the axe is young, there are certain parts that are going to get hard, that eventually you can't eat it. So we're referring to any part of the animal that when the shar is fully grown, fully mature, those parts are still soft enough to eat. Those parts of the animal, ye'achel b'gedi harach, can be eaten in this tender young gedi, which is our carbon Pesach. You can count people in if you have a kazayas even only from this part of the animal. Now the carbon Pesach can be very young, even from 8 days and on. So basically everything is soft, everything is edible. So maybe I could say to the members of the chabur, okay, you have a kazayas of this part of the animal. No, we have to be careful. If this is the part of an animal where had it been in a fully mature shar, you can't eat it, then you can't count it in now, even though right now it's very soft. And what are we coming to include over here? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, the Mishnah explains, the roshei chinafayim. Roshei chinafayim are the ends of the shoulder blades. We have sechusim. Sechusim literally would be the cartilage. But it means a kind of tissue that could be soft, like the earlobe, or similar parts in the animal, things around the rib. What do you mean? These are the only things that you could eat? No, just the opposite. The chiddush is even these things. Certain parts of the animal, it's pashut, that's the meat. But the shoulder blades and the sechusim, really, if you have a shar hagadol, a fully mature shar, you can't just eat it. It has to be cooked a very, very long time. But lemaisa, it could be done. It could be cooked a very, very long time. A very thorough extra cooking called shlika. Regular cooking is bishel. A tough cooking is called shlika. And memela, the chiddush is that because seif kol seif, there's a way to make these things edible for the big shar, so you can include them in the tender gedi as part of what the chabura needs for each one to have a kazayas. Vayter zok the Mishnah, ha-shoiver esa etzim, if someone breaks a bone, ba-pesach ha-tar and ha-tar, dika karben pesach, harei ze loike arbaim, his chayiv malkus. Like the case is, when you're over a lot, that there's a maisa, he did a maisa, the Torah says not to break the bone, and he broke the bone. Avul bat zok the Mishnah vayter, ha-moyser batahar, moyser batahar means, instead of eating the carbon, he allows it to go past the deadline. That's also allowed in the Torah. The Torah says, v'loysa siru mimenu ad boiker. V'hashoyver b'tameh, and if someone breaks a bone of a carbon pesach that was tameh, in these cases, ain't a loikes aboim, he's not chayav malchus. L'maysa, although in both of these cases he's not chayav malchus, but it's for completely two different reasons. In the case of leaving over the meat and not eating it, there are two reasons that he's not chayav malchus. One is, this falls under the category of what's called a lav, hanitak le'aseh. The Torah says, don't do something, but then the Torah says, but if you do it, here's the aseh that you're supposed to do. The Torah says, don't leave over the meat. But the Torah also says, when you leave over the meat, there is an aseh to burn it. So wherever you have an aseh that follows the lav, that's called a lav hanitak le'aseh, there's no chiyav malchus. The other reason there's no chiyav malchus, says the Batanura, is because it's a lav she'ein boi maisa. In order to be chiyav malchus, you have to do an action. You have to break a bone of a carbon pesach. But in this case, he's like sitting and, what should I say, klutzing. He's allowing the time to go by and not eating. He's not doing an action. So it's a lav she'ein boi maisa. And for a lav she'ein boi maisa, there is no malchus. That's the reason he's not chayav malchus for noiser, for leaving over the carbon. What's the reason that he's not chayav malchus for breaking a bone in a tamadika carbon? So the Batanura says, because the pasuk says, v'etzem loisishberu bai. And from here we learn that it's dafka by a kashera carbon, by a kosher carbon Pesach that the Torah gave us in Hazara not to break the bone. But if the carbon itself is pasul, there's no lav of not breaking the bone. So once again, let's chazer over what we learned over here. The Mishnah began by reminding us that you can't count people into the chabur unless you know you have a kazayas for everyone. A kazayas for everyone means that there's a kazayas of the carbon that's edible. So of course there are things that are clearly edible, things that are clearly not edible. Then there are always borderline things. So the Mishnah gave us a rule. We have this young gediyah, carbon pasach can be eaten from 8 days old. So basically everything is soft and edible. But this part of the animal, had this been a shar, had it been a mature shar, after everything gets really tough and hard, would I still be able to eat this part of the animal? If the answer is yes, and you can eat it over here, you can count people in and say, oh, there's a kazayas for you in this little carbon, in this gedi. But if this part of the gedi had been a shar, a fully mature shar, it would become so hard that or so tough that you can't eat it under any set of circumstances, then you can't count it as edible meat in the young gedi. The Mishnah explains, what are we coming to include over here? Rashi chenefayim and sechusim. The ends of the shoulder blades and things like the earlobe. By a big shar, even though it gets hard, but lamasi, if you cook it very thoroughly, it's still edible. So we say, okay, as long as it's officially still edible, you can count people in with these parts of the animal by the young gedi. But parts of the big shar that become tough, where even if you would cook it, it's just unedible, then you can't count people in for the young gedi, even though by the young gedi you could eat it. Furthermore, we learned in our Mishnah, if you break a bone of a Pesach Tahar, your Chayev Malkis, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, someone just leaves over the basar and allows it to become nicer, he's over a lav, but there is no Malkis for two reasons. One, it's a lav and itikli asay, because the Torah said when you leave it over, you have to burn it, so there's an asay that kind of counters the lav. Furthermore, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, it's a lav that doesn't have any action in it, for that one is not Chayev Malkis. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if you break a bone in a Tomei Dika Karben Pesach, you're not Chayev Malkis, and that's learned from the Pasuk, V'etzem Leisish Beru Bai, that the lav in the Torah of breaking a bone is only by a Kashet Karben, not by a Pasul one.